This is the Mighty 690 KGGF on a Friday morning. Sam Speck back here in studio. Happy to have you along with us on a partly cloudy, still in the mid-40s as of right now. But joining us in studio from Fastlane Performance, Fastlane Collision and Customs owner Truman Kolb. Truman, happy to have you with us.
Good morning.
Indeed it is, as it's a bit chilly out there. We're getting to fall. It's officially setting in, no doubt. But that, it also comes Halloween, the Neowalla celebration, and an event that you guys have got going on over there with Cops and Rodders. Real quick, though, it's our first interview. I'm brand new to the area as well. So, Truman, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from, born and raised? I know we just mentioned a little bit off. You kind of bounced around and found your way back here to the SEK somehow, always. But tell me a little bit about yourself.
I was actually born in Heidelberg, Germany. My parents were in the military over there, and anyway, it brought me back. My mother was from Independence. My father was from Cherryvale. So this has always been kind of the hometown. Mm-hmm. I bounced around, went to Kansas City for a number of years and back. And really, I created those businesses simply out of, I wanted to keep my boys next to me, what I mean? And I managed to keep one of the two. The other's gone on to bigger and greener pastures up in Kansas City, but he's doing really well. So we're all just one big happy family down here.
Good, yeah. And, as much as you hate to see him go and separate, he's spreading his wings, doing what he needs to do. And like you said, bigger and better things. And good for him. But he's not too far. You said Kansas City area.
Not too far. Right?
Not too far, exactly.
I get up every now and again,
There you go. Exactly. Got to get up and see them. So very cool. I wanted to hit a little bit also on the history of this event. I believe that this is the 10-year anniversary that you guys will be having this going on. Have you been involved all 10 years?
Yes, sir. I was one of the founders.
So you can help me out with this almost exactly. We were speaking with Montgomery County's Sheriff's Office's Kyle Hand yesterday. Kind of gave you the scoop. But what was the inspiration behind this?
Well, actually, late Deputy Steve Fryback had called me on the phone. We were kind of buddies. And he said, I've got this great idea. Let's put hot rods and cops together and see what happens. And I said, sounds like fun to me. So he arranged the cop side of it and I the hot rod side. First couple ones were very small, held there in Independence. And then we kind of had this idea of do it during Neowalla. And that was 10 years ago, and we've done it every year since. It's grown every year. It's fantastic.
Well, I'll tell you what a genius marketing plan is to kind of map it with Neowalla. You're going to get a bunch of people in there, and I've noticed as well, because Independence does that cruising indie through the summertime.
Sir, we do that.
Some pretty good rides.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, pretty sweet rides that come in and out of there and seems like was it last year and kind of how do you expect it to be this year? Like how many cars, I guess?
Oh, well, basically 150 to 200 cars will be there. And that's a combination of police cars and hot rods. We draw police officers from all over the country down there. We've had them from as far as way as Tulsa and Joplin. We had a motorcycle policeman that drove all the way from Joplin on one.
Wow.
He was pretty much an icicle when he got here.
Yeah.
But we sure appreciated him. We have hot rods from all over. We've had them from all the local area and as far away as California come to join us for Cops and Rodders.
That's crazy. So, in the middle of nowhere, but connected everywhere.
Everywhere,
is a great,
yes,
great saying of the area, and that shows true with this event here because, I mean, and I really enjoy as well the connection that you guys made with the law enforcement, with vehicles, it's very easy to connect with kids because they're shiny, they're big, they're fast, they're cool.
They're cool.
And instead of getting this, if you go on Facebook or you go on the internet and sometimes you can get the wrong impression of police officers very, very easily. This is an easy way to give that impression to kids that they're just like one of us. They're here to protect us. And, hey, here's my cool car. Come climb around in it,
absolutely.
It's a great opportunity for them. And I'm sure, you've seen firsthand really how cool those kids' faces light up.
Oh, they do. We have such a good time. The first couple ones were kind of funny in that, the police were all on one side and the rotters were all on the other. It's like no man's land down between the middle. But over the years, they've got to know each other, and they found out everybody's just people, And now they're all intermingled. They're having fun. They're joking and laughing and cruising and just having a great time.
Yeah, no, and it's, of course, again, you look on mainstream media or wherever, you see fast cars, you see police cars, they're normally not getting along together. It's normally chasing one down or whatever it may be. And again, this is an event as a community that you break down that barrier. You take
absolutely.
It down.
Absolutely.
And that's not just with kids either. That's with adults and really anybody that likes to have fun behind the wheel of a vehicle. You know, everybody,
sure.
Everybody does. And then... and then you have the availability to check out a police car, too, because those are cool. Those are, they're very neat. They just kind of look plain black from the outside, but you open up one of those doors, it's pretty sweet.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's amazing. We've assembled a few of them for the Independence Police Department down there and things like that when they get new cars. And, my goodness, the technology involved is just mind-blowing. It just truly is.
It is. Not only that, but for car people out there as well, pretty good motor. They got to keep up.
Oh, yeah.
They
do their best. Yeah.
They got to keep up. So very neat. Very neat. Well, tell me a little bit about the details of it. I think Kyle had mentioned registration was at 8 in the morning. And
yes,
then,
sir.
And then kind of give me the schedule throughout the rest of the day.
Well, we try to get everyone in there between 8 and 9, really, because after 9 o'clock it turns into a zoo down there. We're right in the middle of the parade,
yeah.
Basically, line up. And a lot of times after 9, they can't even get into us. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the show will actually start with the Grand Parade. We put three sections in the parade of cop cars and hot rods. Once that's over, it's usually over round 1. They'll all come back and we'll have the Cops and Rodders car show. That'll last till about 3, where we'll award the prizes and the trophies and whatever. By the way, it's all a free show. We don't charge anybody anything for coming to Cops and Rodders. I think that's the way it should be.
Yeah, it should. Yeah.
We'll have our own. We're trying this year something new. We've got our own concession stand down there to provide the water and the pop and whatever for these folks. You know, are kind of trapped down there.
Yeah.
It's the best place in town to come for the parade, though. You can leave your car down there and take the family up to the parade. And who's going to mess with it with 60, 80, 100 cops around?
You know? Yeah, they get.
Nobody touches anything. It's very well protected. But we just have a ball down there. We have little contests throughout the day. We have a sound off. That's always good, where we let the police, you know, fire up all our sirens and that kind of stuff. And then the hot rodders will drown them out with the pipes. And
I was going to say, it's they got to be able to rev up them motors at some point through the afternoon. That's what I like to hear. So that might be one of the awards, but you had mentioned some prizes and things. What are kind of what are the prizes that you may look at for like a vehicle owner?
Well, everybody has been so generous to us. We've got door prizes. Oh, my goodness, all kinds of stuff. From tool sets to roll-around chairs to wash and wax supply. We've got everything. Basically, that's half my day of just getting all that stuff together. It's wonderful. And so everybody that comes will be amply rewarded, trust me.
Yeah, okay. So it's not necessarily like classing the cars and awarding the cars first to second. It's kind of a... almost a raffling. Do you guys have a raffle?
Oh, yeah. We're going to raffle away a firearm, I guess.
Oh, wow.
I don't know much about that. That's the sheriff's department's kind of been in charge of that. But they've got a nice one, and it's going to raffle. We also, we divide our cars as far as the trophies goes into cops and rodders. Go figure. But anyway, we'll award like the top 5 cops and the top 5 rodders, and then we'll have a best of show. This year, our judges are high school principals from all over the area.
Oh, wow.
So that ought to be kind of interesting.
Yeah, that'll be a fun point of view. And then you had mentioned as well that firearm coming with the sheriff. So obviously, you got to have all the I's dotted, all the T's crossed. It's got to be official. You can't, there's some guidelines to get behind there. But I'm sure you guys are going to have quite the influx of tickets coming in. Because that'd be a good take home, no doubt, just for a raffle ticket.
Oh, it is. It's a beautiful piece. I don't know much about that kind of thing, but I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's our community getting behind us again and putting that up for raffle.
Exactly, and it gets more people into that parking lot, certainly. So.
Another thing we're going to have down there this year is the U.S. Honor Flag.
I was going to ask you about
that. That is the most moving thing you'll ever see. This flag goes all over the country to the funerals of fallen first responders, be they police, fire, ambulance, whatever, that were, fallen in line of duty or whatever. And they have quite a presentation. It really makes you swell up with patriotism, and it's amazing. If you haven't ever seen it, you need to get down there and see it. They go all over the country. They were just here in Coffeyville at a local school. with their little demonstration, and it went over very well. It's totally professional, and this one flag has just been everywhere. You got to see that they won't handle it except with gloves, and it stays locked up, and oh, it's amazing.
Hasn't it been to space, if I'm not mistaken?
I'm not sure about all that. We'll have to ask him, but yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
It's been a lot of places, and then again, like you had mentioned, the effort to go to these fallen heroes and to be there, and the symbolism of it is incredibly moving. I mean, almost chills that you get just talking about it, and to be there, experience it. Will we be able to see it? Or
absolutely.
Very nice.
It will be there.
Now, you mentioned everybody's got to wear gloves. I can't imagine. Yeah. Is it waving or flagging, or is it kind of
No, it's folded up. Okay, folded up on display. All I've seen, but yeah, they have special gloves with the honor flag initials on them and things, white gloves, and it's never been handled by human hands, I mean, other than in gloves.
Yeah, wow.
The respect they show this flag is just immense.
Well, yeah, and again, it just goes shows the respect that those fallen heroes had for our country and for keeping people safe.
Oh,
and
yes.
I mean, it's a good thing. And you had Kyle Hand with Montgomery County Sheriff's Office again had mentioned that some of the proceeds were to go to them, undoubtedly.
Absolutely.
But you guys maybe have some other ideas with the proceeds as well.
Well, we thought long and hard about it. You know, we could send the money anywhere in the country. Obviously, it's nonprofit. We don't keep a dime.
Mm-hmm.
But what we thought would be even better this year is just set up a little fund that'll be controlled by the sheriff's office and us. And what it is just to help people in need in our area. Somebody breaks down here or whatever and don't have the money, need $100 to get their water pump fixed. Perhaps we can provide that, or folks that are hungry or that kind of thing. We're just going to use it here. Be an emergency fund. You know, funds are so hard to come by anymore. And folks need it right away. They don't have time to go through the rigmarole of board meetings and what have you.
Yep.
So maybe we'd be able to help in small ways that way. But it'll be for our community.
Well, that's big, too, as well, because, even as subtle as $100 is, because some people thousands, hundred thousands of debt or trouble or whatever it may be, but $100, it really does put a smile on somebody's face. Or as you had mentioned, some food, now that we're around the holidays, for Thanksgiving,
oh,
for Christmas, you put a meal on someone's table for them and their family. It's that's huge. That's very big. And again, it's a reason why this has been around for 10 years, and I'm sure, with this way it's going and the way you guys placed it around Neil Wallace so geniusly, I think that is very smart. It's going to be here around another decade, no doubt.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'll be around another decade.
Oh,
but
Don't give me that, Truman.
I sure hope Cops and Rotters is.
Yeah, you'll be just fine. You'll be rolling into, ushering in year number 20 of it with them. So, Truman, real quick, before we get to the bottom of the hour here, you couldn't have gotten the cars together without being a car guy, right?
Oh, I'm kind of a nut that way.
Kind of a nut, exactly. So, are you putting anything in yourself for the car show?
Believe it or not, I've got two hot rods.
I figured you might have a couple.
And they're both laid up at the moment. Now, one of them needs a new engine that we're working on now, and the other one's, we just opened this body shop, so guess where it is? It's over
it's
getting all
shop.
New paint and everything. So I've borrowed a car this year, and I haven't seen it yet. I understand it's a Corvette.
Hey.
Silver Corvette. I borrowed it from Mark Farrell. Thank you, Mark. But anyway, I will be leading the parade with that.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, what's going to be taking your eye the most? I know there's going to be some cool things, but you like trucks, you like old cars. What's your favorite?
I like them all. That's my problem. I have this champagne appetite and a beer budget, you know?
Yeah.
But I just love them all. I like the old classics. I love the hot rods. And all these new cars are really neat, too. The trucks have always been a favorite.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, that's Truman Kolb, owner of the Fast Lane Performance as well as Fast Lane Collision and Custom, speaking on behalf of the Cops and Rotters event tomorrow. Just about to the bottom of the hour here. Any final notes, information, or details that you want our listeners to hear?
We just want them all to come have a good time with us. They'll love the parade. They'll love the show. It's really a lot of fun.
Yep.
Come
and,
join us.
And again, as he had mentioned, it is free of charge. No
free
reason not to. And again, great spots for the parade as well. And if you get there early enough with the car, didn't you say you could be a part of the grand parade with them?
Absolutely.
All right.
Anybody that joins Cops and Rotters and wants to be in the parade will be in the parade.
I like it. Again, Truman Kolb with us here this morning. Truman, thanks so much, and
Thank
have
you.
A fun weekend.
Well, we will. Thank you very much.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.